5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Hello, hello, wonderful people. It's Dr. Nikki, the board-certified family nurse practitioner, back in the house. Today, I have a health topic for women. Men can also listen if they have friends, loved ones, sisters, wives that are going through this phase. This is a phase that we should expect at some point in our lives as women. And today, the topic is menopause. Yes, I will be talking about menopause, and I'll be talking about mental health. And the reason why I'm talking about mental health related to menopause is because of the symptoms of menopause. It may affect your mental health as a woman. So that's why I wanted to just touch on mental health in terms of menopause. But the main topic today is menopause. So let's get started. What is menopause? You hear the word menopause, you're still young, you don't know what it is, or are you currently going through menopause? Are you one of those people that feel like you're so stressed, depressed, you're having all these mental health issues, you want to pull your hair out because you're going through all the symptoms of menopause or perimenopausal symptoms or postmenopausal symptoms, and you just feel like you don't know what to do, you're just frustrated? Are you one of those people that you want to scream? All right, so this is for you. Listen up. All right, menopause is a time that marks the end of your menstrual cycle. So you have to have gone through 12 consecutive months without a menstrual period, and that's when we give you that official diagnosis. Some people, when they start going into that phase or in their perimenopausal phase, you can still get pregnant because your period might become, you know, coming and going. And they're like, your periods are inconsistent, pretty much. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So that's what menopause is. And most times menopause happen in midlife. So around 40s or 50s. So when you're in your 40s or 50s, you may start noticing the signs of menopause. All right. So you might have heard about premenopause, perimenopause, or postmenopause. They're just phases. So pre always means before, peri means around, and post means after. All right. So perimenopause means around menopause, as I said, and it refers to the time during which your body will make that natural transition to menopause. And I just wanted to point this out. I am talking strictly about natural menopause. You could still have these symptoms too if you had a kind of surgery that made you go into menopause. So some people, when they have hysterectomy or things like that, then they go into medical menopause, if that makes sense. But we're just gonna just say menopause today, all right, just so that we're clear. All right, one more thing to note is that if your ovaries are removed during surgery, during hysterectomy, this is referred to as a surgical or induced menopause. So you will go into menopause, or you will start experiencing menopausal symptoms after your procedure if your ovaries are removed, which is called a oophorectomy. All right. But of course, if one or both of your ovaries are left intact and only your uterus, which is the womb, is removed, the ovaries are still capable of hormone production. So, but typically after a hysterectomy, you will not be able to menstruate anymore, and the ovaries will continue to produce hormones up until the time when menopause will naturally or not normally occur. So just wanted to point that out. All right, so let's go into perimenopause. As I said before, perimenopause means around menopause and refers to the time in which your body makes that natural transition to menopause, marking the end of your, so menopause marks the end of your reproductive years. All right. So we do, when people say menopausal transition, they're referring to the perimenopausal stage. All right, different women have different times that they will start menopause or start perimenopause, but typically you may notice the symptoms or the signs as early as your mid-30s, and then it goes into your 40s. And one of the key signs that you may notice for perimenopause is that you have menstrual irregularity. Your menstrual cycle becomes irregular, all right? And that's one of the first things you might notice, that your cycle is not regular anymore. And the reason why your menstrual cycle is irregular at this time is because of the level of estrogen, which is a female hormone, the main female hormone. It rises and falls unevenly during perimenopause. So you may see some rise and some, you know, some high levels and some low levels, and so they go unevenly during perimenopause, because as I said, it's a transition, it's not menopause yet. All right, so the irregularity you may see may make your menstrual cycles lengthen or shorten, or you may just notice that some days are longer and some months are longer when you're having your cycle, and some months are shortened when you're having your cycle. All right, so symptoms, you may also experience menopausal symptoms such as hot flashes, sleep problems, vaginal dryness, and there are different treatments out there that can help to ease these symptoms. But definitely, if you've gone through 12 consecutive months without a menstrual period, you are automatically classified as being in menopause, and the perimenopausal period will be over at that time. It is also important to note that most women will experience menopause different from other women. So the way that I will experience my own menopause might be different from the way that another woman might experience her menopause, or the symptoms that I experience might be different from what another person will experience, or the severity of my symptoms. I might have very severe symptoms, meanwhile some other people might have very mild symptoms of menopause. All right, so most women should expect to have some form of effects due to hormonal changes, and some symptoms include increased irritability, mood swings. As I said, due to hormone fluctuations, it can impact a woman's mental health. That's why it's very important to note the symptoms and to talk about them. A lot of women experience very mild symptoms, as I said before, and this could be treated easily with lifestyle changes, such as just pretty much your type of diet. You want to decrease your caffeine intake, or some people use like a portable fan when they have hot flashes, and then some people do not even really get bothered with the symptoms of menopause, and they do not require treatment at all. All right, and then of course, as I said, some symptoms are very problematic, and some of them are very severe, which requires a healthcare provider or specialist intervention. And this include changes in your, the common symptoms or changes that you will notice when you're going through menopause are change in your period, as I said. So sometimes you have heavy bleeding, sometimes you have spotting, sometimes periods will be longer, sometimes it will be shorter, and then hot flashes, as I said, it could last a few years even after menopause, and a lot of people have that problem even postmenopausal, during after their menopause. Vaginal dryness, as I said,
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
The vagina gets very dry, very irritable, and you can easily, because it's very frail and it could bleed easily, even during sexual intercourse, makes sexual intercourse very, very difficult or unpleasant for some women. All right, and then bladder control. Yeah, some people will start getting bladder infections. Some people will start getting urinary incontinence, sudden urge to urinate, or they leak during exercise, sneezing, or laughing, which is stress incontinence. We have talked about that in another episode. Some people may start having insomnia, all right? Trouble getting a good night's sleep. You cannot fall asleep easily, or you wake up too early. You cannot go to bed fast, you know, things like that. And of course, as I mentioned before, you may find that you're not as anticipating having sexual intercourse anymore because of the feeling that you have when you're engaged in sexual intercourse. It's depressing for some people because of what they feel down there. And of course, some people during menopause or going through menopause, they have less interest in sex. They don't want to talk about it or even engage in sex anymore. All right. Just remember, if you're not fully 1 year or 12 months and clinically diagnosed as being in menopause, you may still become pregnant. All right. So, and also remember that even if you're in menopause or in the postmenopausal phase and you're not having periods anymore, you still have to protect yourself from STIs or STDs. Because even though there's no risk of pregnancy anymore, then you still have to protect yourself. So you still have to use kind of protection. All right. Other changes include mood changes. As I said, you start having more irritability at the time, around the time of menopause. We don't really know how this happens. I guess it's just the hormonal changes. All right, you may get very stressed out. Some people develop anxiety or depression during this time. All right. And then, of course, some people have weight gain during menopause or around menopause. They start gaining weight. You start having all these problems. You might start having memory problems. You might start having aches and pains. Your body, your skin could get thinner, very fragile. All right. All right. So let's talk about treatments that are available for people going through all of this. All right. So we do have various treatments available. As I said, some people have very mild symptoms or that do not require treatment. And some people have moderate symptoms. And some people have severe symptoms that, you know, they have to take care of right away. All right. So treatments could include hormone therapy. So estrogen therapy is the most efficient treatment option for relieving menopausal hot flashes and things like that. So talk to your doctor. I know there are a lot of controversy, studies about hormone therapy and cancer. So just talk to your healthcare professional first about your symptoms and your concerns, and they will be able to guide you in the appropriate direction. All right. So hormone therapy is one of the treatments that people may get for their symptoms. All right. Or they could use vaginal estrogen. So some people have vaginal estrogen that you just put, you know, up your vagina. Some people, they may benefit from low dose antidepressants. Yeah. For this, that will help the symptoms. All right. And then some people, some medications such as gabapentin, which is also known as Neurontin. As I said before in previous episodes, I've always told people that some medications may be labeled for a sudden use. So for example, like a blood pressure medication called clonidine Another name is Catapress. You can use it for blood pressure, but it also helps with the symptoms of menopause. So some medications have dual or more than one medical use, or some of these medications are off-label, used off-label for other things. So if I mention gabapentin, which is Neurontin, we know that's like a nerve pain medication, but it's also useful for menopausal symptoms. And the same thing with clonidine, Catapress. It's a blood pressure medication, but it's also used to treat hot flashes. All right, so yeah, those are the options there, and hopefully this helps a lot of people going through this phase, and they know what it is, they know that they can always talk to their provider to seek the appropriate diagnosis first and foremost, and then treatment that best suits you. You know, let your doctor know about your concerns. There are natural ways that you could also deal with menopause, and we'll go into that next. So as I said, there are some natural remedies or treatments that are backed up actually by science or research that have been shown to work for menopause, or to prevent menopause or decrease the severity of menopausal symptoms. All right, the first one is black cohosh. I already talked about that before. Black cohosh is one natural remedy that you could use. It's it may not be as effective as hormone therapy or hormone replacement therapy, but it is definitely good. And you can get this over the counter at vitamin stores or things like that. All right. It's very good for mood management and sleep disturbances. All right. It will make you it will make you stay asleep and sleep well. It would also help with mood swings. All right. So as I said, it's very effective for a lot of people. Read about it. It's available as a supplement. All right. And then we have acupuncture. Acupuncture, if you've not tried acupuncture, if you really have bad menopausal symptoms, you might want to try acupuncture. All right. They said that it helps to reduce hot flashes and night sweats. So yeah, I might have to try that myself at some point. Okay. All right. Magnesium. Yes. So we know that a lot of women are deficient in this mineral because it's depleted in our soils and foods. So we need magnesium in our bodies. So magnesium is a supplement also. You might want to get magnesium over the counter. But as I said, any of those treatments that you're going to be using, you need to first discuss with your doctor first, all right? Make sure it's appropriate for you. Make sure that you do not have any other type of medical problems that may interfere with your treatment, all right? Okay, so if you do eat like oily fish, you may benefit from that as well. They've seen like salmon, sardines, they've seen the benefits of it, pretty much, that it delays the onset of menopause by a couple of years, you know, if you do high intake of salmon or sardines. So you might want to read into that as well. All right. Also, high intake of legumes help as well to delay menopause onset. All right. That's what research and studies have shown. Okay. You also want to eat foods rich in calcium and vitamin D. You want to make sure that you keep exercising and maintain a healthy weight. You want to eat lots of fruits and vegetables and avoid trigger foods. This will help to reduce the symptoms of menopause. All right. Other herbal remedies include ginseng, evening primrose oil, All right. So, but as I said, you need to use these things with caution or discuss with your healthcare provider first before you start using all these herbal remedies or supplements. All right. All right. So we're going to now talk about menopause and mental health. Remember that I mentioned that because of the symptoms of the menopausal symptoms, some people start having depression or anxiety during this period. So it's very important to take care of your mental health. All right. And as I said, one of the treatments that they may give you for menopausal symptoms include low-dose antidepressants. Another change in your body that you may notice during menopause is that you start to forget things. You have memory problems. I had mentioned that a few minutes ago. You may start having normal, forgetfulness, some problems with your memory. That's due to the reduction in your body's hormone levels. And estrogen is a major hormone that can impact memory before or during menopause. Remember that when you approach midlife or middle age, you would tend to have more stress, anxiety, and fear of the unknown, and all these things could be attributed to physical changes that you're going through or decreased levels of estrogen and progesterone, and you may have trouble coping, and definitely it's possible for you to develop depression and anxiety, and that's why it's important that you seek appropriate treatment. Or you seek therapy if you need that. Need therapy for your mental health, because mental health is very important, especially during this period of life. So as I said before, you may want to talk to somebody or even your friends or family. There are like a lot of support groups out there online that you could benefit from. People do go through mood swings during this time. They go through periods of irritability. You're very irritable. You're depressed. You're anxious. You just feel like, this is not going to go away. And it could definitely affect your mental health and your coping capabilities. You may not be able to function well as you used to, even at work or socially, like in your relationships. So yeah, you need to talk to somebody. You need to vent out. You need to seek treatment. If you have to, talk to your healthcare provider, talk to your family, let them understand what you're going through. Don't keep all the symptoms to yourself. Don't keep this face to yourself. Let them help you. All right. So yeah, as I said before, a lot of people have hot flashes, night sweats, they have these periods where they have sweating and a sensation of heat. They're hot, they're cold, they're hot, they're cold. When people are cold, they're hot. When people are hot, they're cold. And it's just a frustrating kind of feeling. And it could be accompanied by palpitations or feelings of anxiety. And sometimes you may just feel like, I give up. This is horrible. And this could go on for several years. So several years. So the earlier you can get this taken care of, the better. All right? Because you want to live the rest of your life happy and you want to also be able to just be able to cope with your daily life and not be burdened by menopausal symptoms. I know it's very hard, but you want to be a good person in the society. You don't want to have to be snapping at people. You do not want to be a burden onto people. You want your relationships to go well with friends and family or your loved ones. So you want to be able to talk about it with people. All right. Yeah, because you may feel during this transition, you may feel useless, isolated, and depressed, as I said. And this is an opportunity for you to seek support from social activities, work, dedicate time to your relationships, and also just mingle with people that will be able to help you. Talk about it with like groups of people or your friends that are women that have gone through the phase.
ask them what they did, seek treatment, seek therapy if it's really bad. As I said, some people have very mild symptoms that do not need treatment, and some people have very bad experience with menopause or menopausal symptoms. All right. So I hope this helps, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Take care of yourself, and
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details. 5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.